So you see clearly you don't have to be afraid. You have a suffix. If you found the keli or not, if you found the keli in Yerushalayim and you don't know what the halacha is, you could have the right to say it's tahor. So this needle also, if this needle has no history to it, you stop finding now the first time this needle inside the basar, why is it tamei? Here the yedis was in Yerushalayim, a suffix reikin is tahor, and in Yerushalayim, a suffix kelim is tahor. You found the suffix keli, it's also tahor. We have to be talking about the now Mishnah. We're talking about the person knew the history. He had a needle that was a tamei meis. There was a needle posture touched a person that was tamei meis. A person, Ruvain, touched a meis. He's an avatuma. And he had a needle. He touched this needle. So who the needle is also an avatuma. The kiruv abasar. And then now when he shechts the animal, he recognizes, Oivei, that's the needle I had yesterday. Because the owner himself, the owner of this carbon, knew that yesterday the owner was a tamei meis, and he remembered he had a needle with a red spot on it that he touched then, and now he didn't know what happened to it. And before his eyes, b'shas teshchita, when the kohen shows him the meat, he sees his red needle is in the meat. So the person knows clearly, this is my red needle that has a tamei meis on it. For the Gemara, if that's true, that can, if that's true, it's very shrem. We'll soon see. That's one terrace of the Gemara. So that's how we know this needle is tamei, and therefore the meat becomes tamei. The Mara Sunganes, that can't be. Because if the needle is an avatuma, so it should even be matama the person also then. When the kohen touches this meat, we should be afraid maybe the kohen touched the needle, and the needle is an avatuma, so maybe he writes it to matama the person. Like later the Mara Sunganes, this can't be the case. But so far we're learning this needle, we know the history of it. It was a tamei mei stick a needle. That's why it's matama the boss of the meat. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Avinomar, who going shahoisa pora chasuma. I tell you, we're talking about this animal, this cow that you use for your korban was chasuma, was muzzled. Uvo mechus Yerushalayim, and you brought the animal. The Bialim lived outside Yerushalayim, so by the time the animal came inside Yerushalayim, he was muzzled up. We know for sure he did not eat the keli, he did not swallow this needle in Yerushalayim, because in Yerushalayim, the whole time his mouth was muzzled. Therefore, where did this animal swallow this needle? It had to be where it was brought from, out of Yerushalayim. Now, out of Yerushalayim, that's no takana. Out of Yerushalayim, it could be that a suffix keli is tummy. There's only a cloud in Yerushalayim, the Rabbanu will not gaze a tumor on a suffix keli. But outside Yerushalayim, that even on a suffix keli, the Rabbanu, the keli is tummy. So that's what we're talking about here. This animal came from outside Yerushalayim, and when it came through Yerushalayim, it was muzzled. So there's no suffix, the needle did not get inside it while it was in Yerushalayim. The needle came from chutz from Yerushalayim. So out of Yerushalayim, a suffix keli is tamei. That's the case we're talking about. This needle is only tamei with the Rabbanan because it's a suffix tamei. Yeah, gufa. We have Lezer, we have Yosef, we have Chanina. Chadoma loy gozru al suffix harokin shev Yerushalayim. In Yerushalayim, if you walk down the streets and you find some spit on the floor, it's tor. You don't have to be have a suffix in your tummy. The chadama one learned. The chadama like goes around suffix a kedlim shiv Yerushalayim. If you find a keli on the floor in Yerushalayim, you can name on its tor. For the Gemara, reikin tanina, kelim tanina. Like it's a kashan, these both these amaroyim. What are these two amaroyim? Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yosef, Bechlina telling us a chiddush. It's a mishnah. Like namaira usually doesn't just say over something that says in the mishnah. What do we need the amaroyim for? So the Mara, Roikin Tanina, where's the Mishnah about Roik? The Tanan, we learned the Mishnah in Shkolim, Kol ha-Roikin ha-Nimtzayim Yerushalayim Torim. Any Roik you find in Yerushalayim, any spit you find on the floor in Yerushalayim, is Tor. Chutz, there's only one exception. Chutz Mishel Shukelion. The Shukelion, the special street, the upper street, that was the Mokim Rashi says where the Tumeyim used to stay there. The Zavim used to stay there. So in that place, if you find spit there, you have to nemon that Mistom is the spit from the Tomadika person, and it's an Avatumah. But only that one street is Tomei, every other street is Torah in Yerushalayim. So as a Farish Mishnah, what do I need the Amara for? And the Gemara, let's read the Chiddush is, Afagav the Yitzchazik Zav Kalim. Afagav the Yitzchazik Zav. Even though that in your Saviva, like in your alleyway, in your Mavui, where you live, you know there's a Zav there, still in Yerushalayim's Torah. That's what the Amara says. It's from the Mishnah alone, I would say it's only Torah if you don't know if a Farish a Zav lives in your street. But when you know a Zav lives in your street, then maybe you have to be machmir. That if you find spit on the floor, even in Yerushalayim, maybe you have to go to Chumrah. Maybe this reik came from the Zav, which makes it an Avatumah. Kamashlon, the Amara know that in Yerushalayim there's never a case that's tamei al every suffik roik is always tor. That's the chiddush of the amara over the mishnah. For the gemara kelim tanina, the kashya on the second amara. What do you have to tell me a chiddush that kelim is suffik keli is tor nishlayim? There's a mishnah. The tanan we learned the mishnah in the shkolim. Call our keli any type of keli hanim tzorim v'yushlayim. You found it in Yerushalayim. The luck is like this. Derech you read the base at Tfilah. Have you found it on the road going down to the mikvah? So Rashi says, then they used to have two different roads. One road led you down to the mikvah, and another road used to take to go up from the mikvah. Now it depends. If you found the keli, derech you read on the road going down to the mikvah, the base at Tfilah Tzmeim. Then in Asaf, you have to say it's Tamei. Because most probably, the person was taking this keli to the mikvah, it was a Tomadika keli, and he wanted to put it into the mikvah to make it Torah, and on his way down, he dropped it. So if you find the kelim on the road going down to the mikvah, minastam is tummy. What about derech? It's a diyek hodiyal maturim. But any other place in your slime, any other street in your slime, you find the kelim on the ground, mashma clearly it's tor. The only street that a suffer kelim is tummy is the street going down to the mikvah. But any other street, mashma clearly it's tor. So of course enough in the Mishnah. So what do I need the amara for? The Gemara says, no, it's not enough in the Mishnah. All the time, according to your diyuk, what you want to say now, aim a sefer. What does the end of the Mishnah say? It says, derech aliyah torim. It says another halacha, that if you find the keli on the road that goes up from the mikvah, like we said, there are two different roads. One road leads you down to the mikvah, another road leads you up. So if you find the keli on the road coming up, then we say it's Torah. Why? Because most probably the person already put it in the mikvah, and he was taking it home, and he dropped it there. So you can make a deal that where do we say a suffer keli is tor? Only on the road going up from the mikvah. It's a deal called the Alma, mashma any other road in Yerushalayim, to Mayim. So this Mishnah alone is not clearly saying that any place in Yerushalayim is tor. That's why it's good we need the Amara. The Amara has to explain to us that the Pshan, the Mishnah is, the deal is the ratio. That the only time it's tummy is only the road going down to the mikvah. But any other road in Yerushalayim is tor. So I need an Amara to tell us that. Because for the mission alone, I would make a mistake. Maybe the Sefer is the Ikka. So the Amara, El Reisha Davka. For the Sefer Lav Davka. I say that's what the Amara is telling us. That the Reisha, the Mishnah is Davka. That the only place in Yerushalayim, if you find a Keli Suffolk, it's tummy, is only on the road going down to the mikvah. But any other road in Yerushalayim is tor. That's what the Sefer says, the road coming up is tor, that's Lav Davka. It just says the opposite of the Reisha. But Lav Davka, only the road coming up is tor. Any road in Yerushalayim, any place you find Kelim in Yerushalayim, min astam we nem on its tor. The Gemara is Ulafuke Gizaisa. The only one case that's the Sefer is Lav Davka. Now what is the Sefer altogether for? It's Lafuke Gizaisa. Rashi says Gizaisa, that's a small street, that there we are afraid maybe the Keli is Tummy. So the Lafuke Gizaisa is Mavoyas Ketanim, small alleyways, show you some Kaderhi Rida. That was near the road going down to the mikvah. So the Yaleo Derech Yeridim Aliyah, Upam Shoy Yordim Derech Oisim Avoyis, Upam Oilin, Vano Tumeim Misafi, Shoy Metchila Tumeim. In other words, you have these small alleyways. That these alleyways, sometimes you could use it to go down to the mikvah, and sometimes you could use it to come up from the mikvah. So an alleyway near the mikvah, we have a suffix now. At what point did the person lose his keli? Did he lose it on the way going down to the mikvah, stand still tamei, or did he lose it on the way coming up, and then we say it's Torah? So Rashi says, since this keli for sure, before it came to this alleyway, was tummy. Because otherwise you wouldn't find kelim near to the road going down to the mikvah. So for sure, before it came to the road, it was tummy. You have a suffix now. Was it lost on the way going down, or was it lost on the way going up? So since this keli had a cheskas tumor on it, here you have to be machmer. But any other place in Yerushalayim, abi it's not near the mikvah, or at least it's not the road coming up from the mikvah, it's not the road going down to the mikvah, then when we say it's Torah. It's the only place it's tummy is either the road going down or else this other road that you could go down to the mikvah, come up from the mikvah. Those are the only two places that it's tummy. But any other place in Yerushalayim, all the kelim are tor. Any suffik keli is tor. Right. For the Gemara now, all the Rav the Yomar kegoin sha'ov doloi machet tummy meis. Rav said the case of the first Mishnah that we found this needle in the meat of the behemoth is talking about a needle that has a history to it. We know clearly that was your red needle that you touched when you were Tomei Meis. Ve'kiru b'vosa. For the Gemara, kivon di yamamar. Since we learned before, the pasuk says v'chalal cheriv, that if a cheriv, the sword, touches the mace, we demonstrate from this pasuk cheriv harayik chalal, that a sword, any metal keli, when it touches the mace, has the same halacha like the mace itself. If a sword touches the mace, just like the mace is avi avos atuma, who adin the sword or any metal keli, like here the smachar, this needle also becomes an avi avos atuma. Now let's say it touched a tummy mace, means an odom, a person that touched the mace. So the person now, this live person, is an avatuma. Let's say this avatuma, this person touches a kli, metal keli. So the metal keli also becomes like the avatuma itself. See, you're telling me now this needle was owned by a tummy mace, so the person touched the needle. So this needle now is also an avatuma. Obviously, if the needle is an avatuma, why does the Mishnah say that the kohen's hands is still tor and the sack and the knife is still tor? Why? If the sakin touches this avatuma, it becomes tamei. An avatuma could be metama odom v'kelim. So this needle, since it touched a person that touched the mace, that person is an avatuma, the needle is also an avatuma. So if a new person touches it now, he also becomes tummy. So why does the Mishnah say the kayin and the sakin is tor? It can't be talking about a needle that has an avatuma on it. Have the Gemara, Amaravashi, Zeis Sameris. From this Mishnah, and according to whether Rav learns still it's good, we learn out a chiddush like this, that the Azorah Rishusa Rabbimi. I'll tell you, in the Azorah, the Mokum where they made the Shechit on the Korban, it's called Rishusa Rabbim. Because usually there's a lot of people there in the Azorah. The Mela, the Hevele, Sofik, Tumah, Rishusa Rabbim. It's only a Sofik if the Koyin or the knife touch the needle. I mean, true. The needle now is Navatuma. If we know for sure the person touched the needle, the person is tummy. If we know for sure the knife touched the needle, the knife is tummy. But here we're talking about we don't know for sure it touched it. We just see that the needle is inside the meat. So for sure the needle touched the meat. Did the knife touch the needle? We don't have any raya for that. Therefore, since the suffix took place in the Azara, and the Azara is called Rishus Rabin, the klal is Sofik Tumah B'Shus Rabim, V'Chol Sofik Tumah B'Shus Rabim, Sveiki Tor. We learn now from Parshas HaSoita that any Sofik B'Shus Rabim is Tor. Sofik Gemara Kasha, what are you telling me now? V'Shus HaYochid Sveiki Tomei. Master of the Azorah would have a Shem B'Shus HaYochid, or else in the B'Shus HaYochid, the same type of a case, then when a Sofik would become Tomei. Gemara Tomei who? Michtin, let's see. Hai Machid Dov Hashem Badas Lishoilhu. This needle, you can't ask him a question. If you ask the needle, are you tummy or not, he won't answer you. Any keli is called Dov Hashem Badas Lishoil. Now the klal is like this, in the Gemara Soito. V'chol Dov Hashem Badas Lishoil. Anytime we have a suffix on something that you can't ask it, did it become tummy or not, it was a matam of something else or not, Bein Rishus Rabin, Bein Rishus HaYochid, Sveikei Tor. Whether the suffix took place even in Rishus HaYochid, still Sveikei is Tor. When do we say that Sofik Tumah B'Shus HaYochid is Tamei? You learn out from Soita, there are two people. There's a man and a lady. We have a Sofik, did they have Znus together? So Sofik B'Shus HaYochid, we say that Tamei. But really, you could ask them, did they do it? They could answer you. So we learn out from that, any type of a Tumah, if you have a Sofik, did a person touch something that's Tamei? Since you could ask the person, he's called the Yesh Badas L'Shoil, it's good, he's Sofik Tamei. But I call part of the stock in this knife here, though, the knife, you can't ask any questions to the knife. So the knife was called a Dov Hashem Badas Lishoil. That's the klal, even Rishus HaYochid, Sveiki is Torah. And for the Gemara here, wouldn't be shver. Mishum Dehebe, Sofik Tumah, Bo B'Dayodim. Who touched the knife that maybe touched the sakin? The person was touching the knife. So therefore, you could ask the person, did this knife touch the sakin? Did this knife touch the machin? Hey, even though the question is, was the sakin tamein? But since the only Sofik is because an Adam moved it, that's called Sofik Tumah Habor Bidei Yodam. The Yom Rav Yechinen, Sofik Tumah Habor Bidei Yodam, Nisholam Alehem. It's considered like you could ask it, are you Tommy or not? Even though the Sakin can't talk, but since the Sakin was only moved because of the Yodam, and you could ask the Yodam, it's considered like you could ask the Sakin also. Shrashi Nisholam Alehem. Kleimer, Chashvinin Lo, L'Tomei Yaisoi. We consider as if it's Tommy. Kilu Yesh Badas Lishoil. As if it's considered the Yesh Badas Lishoil to ask the knife and the Sakin. And the machet. Yeah. Tomorrow, afilo, and the chiddush is afilo b'kli amuch agavikarka. Kidova sheis medasli shul. Even though it's not mishmul hagabe karko, still, strashi kloimer. Afagab de kli tor, ze shenolet b'yasofik. Ain b'dasli shul, even though this knife, you can't ask him any questions. O boy, loy ho yodam oisik, sheyiyo melicha meviyo biyodoi. El odam oisik betumah. This is a big chiddush. Let's say the knife was on the floor, and the person wasn't touching the knife. But the person was touching the sheretz. He was icing in the tumah. Show you nice sheretz biyodoi. A case where a person was touching a sheretz. Sofeg noga makli, sofeg noga. We have a sofeg that the sheretz in the person's hands touched the keli or not on the floor. So even though the kli on the floor, that's what's makabel tumah. And the kli itself, the knife on the floor, you can't ask him any questions. He doesn't talk. And the person is not even touching the knife on the floor. Still we say, in Mishusa Yachali Sveiketomai, this would be called a Sofer that's Yachali Shurl. Because since the person is involved, either in the Kli that's Mekabotomo, or else here he's involved in moving the Sheretz, which is being Metama the Keli, since the person is involved either side, that's called like a Dovish Yesh Podasli Shurl, and then we say, Mishusa Rabim, it's Tor, but Mishusa Yachali Sveiketakvis Tomai. So good, now we understand why this knife and the kayin is Torah, because it's talking about a Sufik if it touched it, and it's a Sufik Tumma Rishus Rabin, Sufik Rishus Rabin is Torah. But I call upon him, what is Vade Tomei, the meat? Because that we see clearly, the needle is inside the meat, so the meat is Tomei. Fred Gemara, V'yavos Tomei, you're telling me now, the Mishnah says, that the Bosser is Tomei, Hai Bosser the Ischashe B'mai. Why is the Bosser of the Korban Tomei? We're talking about you had a live animal here, and you went and shechted it, you killed it, and then right away you found the needle. L'chura bosa, meat, and loichel to be kabel tuma, it first has to have hechsher. You have to have water on the bosar to make it hukshel kabel tuma, and then it becomes tummy. Plus here we're talking about, right after the shechita, you open it up, you find the needle, the meat is still dry, there's no new water that fell on the meat yet, so why do we say the needle is matama this bosar, if there's no water here yet? When the animal's alive, it's not makabel tumah. A live animal's not makabel tumah. It's only when it's dead. So l'chura, when it's dead now, there's no water going on this basar. Why is the meat tummy? The Rashi, hai bas is chashiv amai. Hochinami mosi boi akruam. V'ya bas v'shigah b'chol tummy v'may is chashiv. Here's the same question on the posik. I call upon him here on this mission. We're asking, though, where was the hechsher for this meat? Maybe you want to tell me, b'shashchita, the blood came running out of the animal and it went on top of the meat. So the blood was machshir the meat to mekabel tumah. For the more, that's not true. The Yomer of Chia Barab Omer of Yechonon, minayin ladam kodeshin, sheina machshir. How do we know that the blood that comes out of a korban by karbonis is not called a mashkin to be machshir mekabel tumah? Shenem, because the posik says, that you're not allowed to eat the blood, but instead you have to throw the blood on the floor like water. So from this pasuk bechlal we learn out that blood is called a mashke, it's called like water, that it could be machshel kabel tumah, and then blood itself could be mekabel tumah. From this pasuk says blood is thrown like water. But with Ashen, what type of a blood is called like water? That's by chulin. That's a regular animal you eat. The blood you have no use for. Spill it on the ground. Machshir. Mashenke nishena nishpa kamayim. Like by dam kodeshim. When you shech the korban, you're not allowed to let the blood fall on the ground. You have to have a kli there and be makabalit. You have to make a zrika with the dam. So the blood of kabonis is not nishpach agabi ahoretz kemayim. Therefore, any machshir. Therefore, the blood of kodeshim doesn't have a shei mashke, and it's not mashle kabotumah. So we're back akasha then. How is the meat makabot? Why is the meat tumay? There's no hechsher on the meat lekabotumah. So the more of yellow, there's chashe b'mashke base mitvachayin. I tell you, Pasha, there's water there in the base of Shri, in the Azara, in the base of Midish, in the Azara, where they make the Shrita, they had water there. Like we learned the Sugi before, that's called Mashka Vesh with the Pchai, they had a lot of water there to clean up the dam. So maybe some of that water spilled on the animal, and it was Mashka, the meat, to Mekabel Tumah. The Rashi says, "Mashke beis mitvchayev shehut chuben ain't a mash." The tzvaita that the water there in the by the base of shechita that was mashir. Fred Gemara, that's also not true. The Amar Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, "Mashke beis mitvchayev." This water that's found in the base of midrash where they made the shechita, loy dai in shein dochin. Not only is that water tor, it's not mekabel tumah, el shein machshirin. Who adin this water cannot be machshir mekabel tumah. Some reason, this base matchayon that the water that you use to clean off the kochim in the Beis HaMikdash, that water cannot be machshir. It's just like it's Torah, it's not makabel tumah, who adin is not considered water to be machshir, the bosom. So Bezoi, we're back to the kasha, why is the bosom tumah, what was machshirin? The Mara says, v'yelo di yitzchasha b'chibas ha-kodesh. There's a new svara, chibas ha-kodesh. That means anything you're going to put on the Beis HaMikdash, you're going to use to be makrib, it's called a dova choshev, that it has a hechshir. Like you don't need water to go on it, as long as the something doesn't go on the Beis HaMikdash, go on the Mizbeach, that's choshev as if it has a hechshir. The drash yellow is chashev, the chibas ha-kodesh. Chibas ha-kodesh machsroson, lovo de tumo. The kaim lom aperek sheni, the shkita schulim, the gemara in the chulin, that chibas ha-kodesh mishav yelo oichel, lekabul de tumo. That just like chibas hakodesh makes like wood into an oichel that mekabel tumah, who adin it can make this bosa now that's meat already, it can make it royal mekabel tumah. You know, you don't need a hechsher. Anything that's going to go on the mizbeach, a chibas hakodesh does need a hechsher. The chibas hakodesh itself is machzor mekabel tumah. For the Gemara, eima de mahani le chibas hakodesh liyavsu legufe. When do we say that the chibas hakodesh helps? That's only to make it itself tummy. Nami? Do you say it goes so far now that the Chibas HaKodesh can make this boss a royal Kabbal Tumah, that it can make something else a Rishon and Sheni LeTumah also? The Drash LeMimnei VeRishon VeSheni Shehu Mitama Acherim Diktoni HaBoss HaTomei V'Lokotoni HaBoss Apostle. Here we're saying clearly in the Mishnah that the boss of this meat that you find a needle in, the meat is Tomei. Tomei always means it could be Mitama something else. And if you're going to tell me the only reason why this meat is tamei, because the chibas hakodesh, really no liquid, no water went on this meat. It has no hechsher lekabel tumah. There's a new svara, chibas hakodesh, something to go on the mizbeach, that makes it roy lekabel tumah. But the klal is the chura, it only makes it roy to become posel. It itself could become tamei, but it has no keter matama something else. So if you're going to tell me no, it could be matama something else, for the Gemara, that's the suffix. Why don't we push the suffix in this case? For the Gemara Bezoi, Tiv should the boy Resh Lakish. You should be poshed. Resh Lakish is Shaila. Because Resh Lakish cleared this for Shaila. That is the svara of Chibas HaKodesh that makes something Tomei is that the pshat that only makes it like puzzle, it itself could become Tomei, and it can't be Matama something else, or maybe no, it could even be Matama something else. So Resh Lakish had a suffix about this. So you're going to tell me now the pshat in this Mishnah is, enough in the Mishnah, that the meat became Tomei only because of Chibas HaKodesh. And the Mishnah says it's Tomei, we should have a raya from this Mishnah that Chibas HaKodesh makes it really Tomei, that it could even be Tomei something else. And it's not Mashma like that, because then why does Resh Lakish have it for a Sofik? Resh Lakish knew the Mishnah, so who has not pshat in the Mishnah? So tomorrow, the boy Resh Lakish, Resh Lakish asked for a Shaila, Tzorid Shomanochis, if you have the dried pieces of a Mincha, Trasha Yoveh Shomanochis, Makim Shtoy Nogol L'Sham Shemin. Usually the mincha is wet, because the mincha is made up of soilus, the shemen, blula. You mix the two together, the oil and the shemen, the oil and the flour. Let's say you have some dried piece of flour that the oil didn't reach that part. Is the halacha moinin by rishon v'sheni aloi? Resh Lakish has a suffix, if a sheret, somebody touches it, does it become tamei that it can matam with something else or not? Drashi, tzorid mizloshin yovish leim l'gabi shofem, is... Yes, that was the Sophie. If this Sarit becomes Tamei, is it itself only Tamei, or is it Matama something else? And the Chur, what was Resh Lakish's Sophie? His Sophie was because the only reason why this is Mekabel Tumah is because of Chibas HaKodesh. Like we're talking about the dried piece of the Mincha. The dried piece of Mincha means there was no masker on it. There was no, the oil didn't go on that piece of the flour. So that piece of flour never had a Hechsher. Why is it Mekabel Tumah? Only because the Svar of Chibas HaKodesh. Since this is a mincha that's going to go on the Mizbeach, or Chibas HaKodesh, it makes it royal Kabbal Tumah, so Resh Lakish had a suffix. Is it itself only Tomei, or else no, it could even be Tama something else? So you see, Resh Lakish had a suffix. So you had it for suffix, why doesn't it bring a raya from our Mishnah? So here it's a raya that our Mishnah is not talking about this case. It's not talking about that the Bosser here was only Huchshur because of Chibas HaKodesh. So Gemara answers, Om Rabbi Yehuda Mashmuel, Kagoin Shoy Sepora Shal Ziv Cheshlomin, Vehavira binahar binahar veshochato veyadayin mashkin tefeach oleho. That the our first Mishnah is talking about. You have this kachim, you have this pora, this cow that's going to bring for korban shlomim. Now, you, before you brought it for the korban, you put it through the river. You want it to become wet. kidei that the loch the mitzvah is that if you wet the skin before you make the shechita, it's very easy to pull the skin off later. Now loch is you have to skin the animal by kochim. You have to take the skin off it. So in order to make it easy to be able to skin the animal before you sheft it, you take the shlamim and you brought it, put it through the north, through the river, and then when it came up, when the animal is still soaking wet, that's when you made the shechita. So true, when the animal is alive, the water going on it is not machzor kabel tumah. A live animal can't be makabel tumah. But we're saying even after you shechted the animal, there's still some water on it from before. Now that water that's on the animal now, that's what's machzor this animal to makabel tumah. So therefore this buster has a real hesher. That's why it's good. The Mishnah says this buster is tumah. Tumah means it leaves him in something else. And it has nothing to do with Resh Lakish or Sofik. Resh Lakish had a Sofik where something doesn't have a real Hechsher, Mekabel Tumah. It's only Mekabel Tumah because the Chibas HaKadosh. Then Resh Lakish was Mesupik, could have Metamah something else. But this, we're talking about with the real, it went down to the norm and the water is still on the animal. That's why the animal does become.